everybody.
What's good, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? Live. This is one of the very few times that we do it live for everyone. Anyone who's a listener to our podcast, they are able, if they would like, to watch us fumble the ball live and try to get this podcast.
Do I gotta censor myself?
Yes. You have to censor yourself. So you're going to get Marcus trying to censor himself because I am not editing this. But we're doing this live on YouTube. So if you're not subscribed to That Chick Angel TV, you wouldn't even know that you could have watched this live. Also, if you are not a part of our Patreon, what's up, Patreon? How y'all doing? Banger, banger, banger. You could be a part of our Patreon, too, for the low of $5. And you get to see this live every single episode.
Yeah.
As well as other exclusive content.
You get to be a part of the media family. You get to, you may even change with ways the
Wow. Where were you going with that, fella?
Maybe change the direction that this podcast goes.
Oh, the conversation. Yeah. Yes, that's what he was trying to say. Don't get mad at me. I didn't go over there and tie your tongue into a knot.
Shut up.
Don't be mad at me. It's okay, baby. It's okay.
Don't start with me.
Okay. Right. My name is Angel Akita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. I'm one of your hosts, and I'm joined by my husband, the other host. Tell him who you are, baby.
All right, Marcus Tanksley, also known as Mark Sandler Graham, also known as Tank. Close your mouth.
Also known as a just petty much?
Yeah.
Why are you petty?
King Petty Heifer. That's what I do.
King Petty Heifer.
And here this fool comes. God dang.
There is my baby, our third host of the podcast, also known as the landlord, also known as, some people like to call him the Republican. I don't. And he said, but I am the cutest. it's our youngest son, Amar Tanksley. You guys, we are so excited because we have the pleasure of having a couple of sponsors this episode that we are super excited about introducing you all to if you don't know about them. And they are Monk Pack, BetterHelp, and Usual Wines. We'll tell you more about them. Unfortunately, I, like a dummy, started the washer before the podcast. So if you're hearing all type of background noise, all type of like extra stuff that you typically wouldn't be hearing during podcasts.
Because we got a machine in the other room trying to kick its way out of the room.
Real life.
Like this goddamn Iron Man trying to escape the cave.
Real life is happening right now. Hey, this is what happens when you're here with us. So, baby, which topic are we...
Like, I ain't never watching this live again.
I know, we like, yeah, it's too much.
Why
didn't
he just get up and turn it off? Usually I would, but we already started.
We here. We already here.
Amar, hey.
Amar is like, I will not be silenced. I will not be silenced. What topic do you want to do? Which do you want to do, in your feelings or Tanksley Pride?
Let's do in your feelings.
All right, so we start off every single podcast with either one or two topics. It's either what's got us in our feelings, meaning what's got us feeling good or what's got us feeling some type of way.
Or usually both. We do one way or the other.
Or we started off with a Tanksley Pride story, which is a story about our sons that, you know, be running me ragged. But my husband chose to do in our feelings. So what's got you in your feelings, babe?
In the wake of, not in the wake, we already had the new president sworn in, and vice president, which is something to celebrate. We don't have to deal with the other idiot anymore. But what I will say is what's got me in my feelings is how the media and the country is downplaying this insurrection or failed coup attempt on January 6th.
It's got you feeling some type of way.
It's got me feeling some type of way because they're failing to see or admit how serious it is.
What news are you watching? What news are you reading?
I'm reading all of them.
Because today I feel like they talked about it. They were like making it very seem like, you know what?
The fact that the word mob, angry mob, is still being used.
Oh, no, they were like, on the news today, right before the inauguration started, they were like, a lot of senators are fully aware that their lives could have been taken, and that they probably planned on kidnapping.
But bull crap. How long ago did this happen? We had some Black Lives Matter peaceful protests that just wanted equal rights and hold signs in front of the Capitol, and they were ready to go to World War III. But you had these fools that said they were going to storm the Capitol and did so, and now a week later, or however, what was it, 2 weeks later, they finally decided and realized how their lives were at stake. These fools ran up in the Capitol with zip ties. They had weapons on them. They planned to kidnap and hold people at the end of a freaking gun at any cost at the orders of the 45 idiot.
I'm not saying, I was just saying the one that I heard today.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm reading all of them and looking at all of them. Everything from, what is it, NPR, Fox News, CNN, NBC, CBS, everybody. All the articles I keep seeing is mob, angry mob. It wasn't an angry mob. It was a disorganized coup that they a coup attempt, and it's treason, and they need to be a little more. And this is what's got me so frustrated is usually we don't go down this road because everybody talks about it, but I feel like I just got to get it off my chest. Mar, shut up. Go outside with the dogs. What I find so troubling about it is these people aren't going anywhere. Just because we have a new president, they are still out there. They still feel the same way. They probably don't recognize, you know, the new
administration.
They don't really care. At any time he gives an order, they are ready to pounce on that. The fact that he said stand down and stand by, they are in constant communication with each other, meaning Trump and his Trumpians or whatever you want to call them. Like, and what's crazy, yes, Trumpets. And I was already on this thought process, and then I read an article, it was yesterday or the day before, and it was talking about how the United States is looking extremely similar to France at the very early stages of Hitler's takeover.
Of France?
Yes. Mm. All that started in France, and then, you know, Germany, Europe, and all that, that's where he went. Uh-huh. It's looking extremely similar because, believe it or not, I mean, people got to remember, as bad of a president as he was, he still had 74 million people that voted for him.
Mm-hmm.
That is a huge following.
Yeah.
As people make, I mean, the difference between him and Hitler is that Hitler's actually smart. Trump is an idiot. We know that. But that's why I'm like, it didn't seem like that. They claim that they're launching the biggest probe, FBI criminal investigation since 9/11. I doubt it. I highly doubt it. The fact that they're giving people, what are they giving them? A freaking gluten-free and vegan meals in prison and stuff. I'm like, really? Anyway, that's what's got me in my feelings.
I see. It's got you riled up.
Yeah, it does. You woke me up out of a nap.
What's crazy is that this is not something that you have really talked to me about. So, like, you being, let's get fired up. Clap, clap,
hey,
clap, clap.
I got to keep you on your toes.
You got to keep me on my toes? Yeah. Well, that was a toe-keeping type of situation.
You never say I'm predictable.
No, you definitely are.
I might just walk in and just slap you. He ain't never hit me before. Yeah. After 25 years, I figured you needed a switch.
Stupid. What got you feeling good?
What's got me feeling good? Other than the new administration, not to say that they ain't got a whole lot of work to do and that I completely trust them, but we got Kamala up in office.
Uh-huh.
And us just getting this year. Omar, see, y'all be liking this. Oh, Omar, I love when you join the podcast. It's the most annoying thing about this podcast. I'm going to be real right now. Gets on my goddamn nerves. I can't focus.
You can. I believe in you.
So that's got me feeling good. Just kicking this year off right. We had some meetings end of last year, beginning of this year. We got a lot of things happening. We got a lot of things going. I'm excited. I'm excited about life.
Good.
Yeah.
So I'll start off what's got me feeling good in my feelings is that somebody I really care about, their birthday is on their way.
Yeah. That boy is something else, I tell you.
He is something else. My husband is going to be kicking off his...
Hey, own. Don't even tell him. I want y'all to guess how old I am and overshoot horribly like most people do.
Guess how old my husband is turning. I actually have a really great gift idea. I'm going to start researching it tonight. I've had the idea for about 3 weeks. But
should've
I want
it purchased already.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, and I want burgundy, okay?
You want burgundy?
Preferably a 67. But I'll take a 66.
Oh,
drop top.
Okay, great. Yeah, actually, it fits all of those. It fits everything you just named. I have the perfect gift idea. I'm so excited.
Y'all are so generous. Ashley Randall, that's the ridiculous crap I usually get.
So you got to tell the people what they're saying. There's people who are listening and not in this live chat.
Oh, they are. That's right. people are saying, hold on, how you scroll up? I'm getting 37, 38, 39. 40. 40.
The big 40.
Somebody said 47. That heifer can kiss my ass. 42. I usually get mid-40s for some reason. I've been getting 40s since my early 30s. I'm about to be 39.
He's kicking off his last year of his
30s. Actually, most people are right.
Yeah, everybody knows your age by now based off of how you move and your music type.
Yeah. Like, what you like? Oh, late 90s, early 2000s hip-hop. Everybody else can suck it.
Yeah, so they know how old you're turning. It's like,
oh, yeah, he 39.
He 39. He on his way to 40. So I'm excited to celebrate your birthday with you. The kids get really excited about birthdays. They be crunk about it. Yeah. So, that's got me feeling good.
Yeah, I'm excited about that, too.
Good!
I ain't really thought about it. We already had one of the goddamn, my holidays got jacked up. Mm-hmm. Just with this COVID I had. Uh-huh. Still recovering from.
The activity that I was telling you I was planning is about to change. I tried to tell you, but you were asleep. So, I'll have to talk to you about after the podcast.
All right.
But I have plan B, so I'm excited about it still.
All right.
So that's got me feeling good. Obviously, the thing that had me feeling the best is the inauguration today. Yeah. I actually, because we didn't have freaking internet, I missed chunks of it. So I'm having to go back. But just seeing the little bit.
That machine gun out here off in the distance. It's our washer.
just seeing a little bit of Vice President Harris being taking the oath just started to get my eyeballs juicy.
Yeah, I missed the whole thing. I got to go back and watch it. I tried to watch it, but I came in at Garth Brooks singing.
And Garth Brooks, he was singing a cappella, honey. And then afterwards was hugging everybody like it was after Easter Sunday. How you doing?
Yeah.
How you doing, Clinton?
Spreading.
Yeah.
Just spreading it. Kobe was all like, what's up,
Garth Brooks put on the COVID 35, honey, because he is good. The quarantine 35, he's a thick and he thick, 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 thick. Also, my forever first lady was looking cold-blooded.
Let me tell you how fly Missy is. I call him, you know, we go back, me, Missy, and Barry. let me
Missy
tell you,
and Barry.
A belt buckle. Not even the whole fit. The simple belt buckle. Just like, that's what everybody's attention was. But did y'all see Michelle Obama's belt buckle?
I mean,
like, that's how fly she is. You're like, you know what? I would let him live today, but I ain't going to let him live today.
She hit him with the monochromatic. With the understated belt, with the gloves.
Michelle be killing it, boy.
I mean, she's an icon. Just an icon when it comes to fashion. And I love every bit of it. But all of them look good.
Yeah, they did.
Jill, she looked good too. Her teal.
Jill's fly little white girl.
She was cute. She looked like she was about to reshoot WAP with with Cardi and Meg Thee Stallion in a teal. I said, "Well, go on, then, Jill." Yeah, she looked. All the ladies looked really, really good. It was just a great day. My son's class had them watch it, and I was happy for that they took the time out to watch it. The twins' class, they have short class during the day, Wednesday, so they were out in time to be able to see what I was looking at. So,
yeah, I was at work and got busy. I was in the middle of a meeting, and I realized that it was happening, and I was like, none of this matters. I literally opened my phone and... Put it on the live video and walked out the room.
Yeah.
I was like, no. I got to watch this, but I'd already missed the majority of it. Amanda Gorman.
Okay.
And this
poem
/ speech, beautiful work of art that she put up.
Come on.
Literally, the whole time, this is me watching it. This is literally me. I'm looking at my phone. Bars. Oh my God, bars. This chick right here.
She was so good.
Oh, my God. It was so, like, I put up a post. It was so necessary and accurate and baller.
She was everything.
She said, you know, I'm going to do, y'all want me to do what? Well, let me tell you how I really feel.
She from out here. She went to private school out here.
Yeah.
I said, come on. Come on, little girl.
Look, that wasn't magic. That was talent.
Yeah.
No. That wasn't no black girl magic. It was black girl talent.
It was black.
I ain't going to let magic overshadow what that chick pulled off.
She killed
That was beautiful.
She killed it. I was very much so happy about it. I don't know why my children think they need to be loud.
Kicking stuff that they set down on the floor.
You hear little Marcus come up in here all like, come on, Amar. But I appreciate him getting him so that I can read our first sponsor off and be able to figure out where we were at in the show. So now that the holidays are over, it is all too common to set health goals that never actually stick. I know a lot of y'all can attest. You be making all types of New Year's resolutions, and they might as well be just whispers in the dark that nobody else hears.
Bars.
Was that bars? when it comes to eating better and consuming less sugar, let's be honest, most healthy snacks don't taste that good. They don't fill you up, and they certainly don't satisfy your cravings. Well, this episode is sponsored by Monk Pack, which makes snacks that taste like your favorite sugary treats, but with only 1 gram of sugar or less.
What?
Okay. Y'all know that I'm on WW, right? So, like, I be looking at what points and stuff. These are great. Most of these are only 5 smart points. Just FYI, a little sidebar. Well, Monk Pack has keto granola bars, which contain 1 gram of sugar, 2 grams of net carbs, and they're only 140 calories. They're great for anyone following a keto lifestyle and also a perfect snack for anyone who's trying to eat better or cut back on sugar carbs without sacrificing taste. I have been tearing them up, okay? Because on certain days, I'm having to move about a lot with having to go to the studios or having to go get COVID tests for whatever show I'm doing. It's a lot of moving and grooving, and in order to, like, keep myself in the mindset of eating foods that make me feel good, I'm able to take me a Monk Pack and be like, no worries. And I know Marcus takes them when he has his long commute home from work so that he can have something to hold him over by the time him gets home, okay?
So coming home binge eating.
So Monk Pack Keto Granola Balls have a soft and chewy texture and come in delicious flavors like coconut cocoa chip, maple pecan, and peanut butter. Peanut butter is my favorite. Give it to me.
It's nice to eat something that you don't feel guilty about eating.
Yes. It's great for a quick breakfast, a snack between Zoom calls, or a late night treat. They taste incredible, and you can't beat the low sugar nutrition or taste they provide. And by shopping online, you can avoid another trip to the grocery store by getting Monk Pack delivered right to your door. Try it for yourself, and you'll see. And we have a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering our code ARGUE at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's back with 100% guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, just go to monkpack.com, that's MUNKPACK.com, and select any product. Then enter the promo code ARGUE at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. Monk Pack, delicious, nutritious food you can count on. And we thank them for sponsoring the podcast.
Yeah.
Don't we? Well, you thank them.
Yeah, we do.
So, you guys, what's got me feeling some kind of way? It's actually a dual thing. It's good on one end, but it still puts me back in a frustrated place. We figured out how Marcus got the vid.
Yeah, y'all.
We figured it out. For those of y'all who don't know, let me put you up to speed. My husband...
That's me.
Was diagnosed with coronavirus, the novel coronavirus 2019.
He got me.
On December 23rd of 2020, 2 days before Christmas, which had him quarantining all through Christmas and New Year's. He was locked away in our master bedroom while me and the boys took over the rest of the house. So the holidays sucked balls, and so did New Year's. But hallelujah, praise God. My husband got out of it unscathed. He only has some minor symptoms, like a little foggy brain every now and again.
I was going to say sciatica. Had nothing to do with COVID. tinnitus.
Tinnitus. He's got a little bit of tinnitus. But nothing that really...
And I'm most grateful for that none of my family caught it.
We didn't catch it either. So I'm going to give the praise, but I'm about to complain. So we did not... we couldn't figure out how he caught it. Now, Marcus was pretty sure that he got it from work, especially once I tested negative and everybody I worked with, we had already tested negative. So that wasn't really making any sense. And nobody at Marcus's job that he works in closer contact with had tested positive.
Yeah.
None of them. So the whole thing with COVID is
What's frustrating about work is no one was sick. It's not like everybody went to get tested.
You're right about that.
That's what's frustrating about work.
Is that nobody, where the people that I work with, we all get tested all the time. That is customary in the entertainment industry. Everyone's getting tested. There's no thing of, oh, no, we just assume everybody's good. We're all getting tested all the time.
Yeah.
So it was really difficult for us to figure out, like, who.
Yeah. That was one of the most frustrating parts as diligent. And we ain't going to go all the way into detail because we already did this. But as diligent as I am and as cautious and careful as I am of how I could have caught it. I know I caught it at work. Couldn't have caught it anywhere else. But just did not know.
So trying to figure that out. So
as I got back to work, I've been back to work. This is my second week back. But I was went back into doing these. I have some inspections that I've been doing. And as I was around the group, they was like, oh, you're back. You know, they haven't seen me. I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, have you been feeling okay? We know you. They said you were out because, you know, you got COVID. I was like, yeah. They was like, yeah, how did you get it? I said, either from one of you
right
in this group.
Right.
Because, my attitude came back because I was already mad that I knew I caught it from work. The fact that they took me through that mental anguish of not being around my family for that long, especially around the holidays, and just going through all that, just ruining my whole holiday season, much needed. So all that came back. It came rumbling back. And I said, I either got it from one of you out here doing these damn inspections, or somewhere else within this building. But I know I got it at work.
Right.
And then one of the gals was like, yeah, Marcus, he said I had it too. I was like, really? He was like, yeah, I actually called you the day that I had symptoms and I tested positive. And he had an old work number that I had. He said, isn't this your number? I said, no, that's my old number. He was like, yeah. So he told me the day, same exact day I had on the that Friday he had symptoms. I had symptoms too. He actually was calling me to let me know that he had symptoms and tested positive. And then he told me who he got it from, which is somebody else that he works with, kind of doing the same thing. And
women, so you weren't around the other guy. You were only around the guy. Oh, okay.
No, I can't remember.
Okay.
I can't remember because the other person, that department switches up so many people so often.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm basically around them probably 3 to 4 times a week. And when I'm out in the field, I know I'm touching stuff. I always consider my hands and my cell phone contaminated. Always, because I'm out touching stuff. Even if you wear gloves, I just consider it, okay, COVID-19 is on my hands right now. I'm going to act as such. So I don't touch anything, and anything I do touch, I disinfect everything from my wallet, cell phone, debit card, everything. I even put it on my clothes and pants from, you know, if I'm adjusting clothes. I just consider everything contaminated. Anyway, so the fact that he had it and we're both looking at and inspecting the same things, I'm like, for multiple days, I'm like, okay, I see how something could have slipped up. If I'm constantly 100% in danger of contracting it from one of these people, it would have had to be one of them. And that's exactly what it was.
And even we were talking about, because he ran out of it, Marcus washes his hands once he gets out of the field back to the office. At any point in time, if he was kind of like not focused on it, he could have easily touched his face, his hands.
My mask could have gotten off. I could have easily like adjusted my mask or something. That's when it could have happened.
So we were talking about how we need to get him some more hand sanitizer for him to be able to keep on his belt buckle so that the walk between from the field to the office isn't chancing doing something that will cause him to get COVID again. But it frustrates me just because it just reminds me of where we are. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, God dang it. Like, this is like, for real, what is going on right now?
Yeah.
Truly.
And that one thing, I mean, that's that's the one flaw that I now can fix, because I never stopped going to work the whole time. The most we did at work is we were doing every other day. Mm-hmm. So the fact that it took this long for me to contract, and as heavy as it is in LA, is like, I think I'm doing pretty good.
Ah, yeah.
Because it's people that stay at home and go out one time and get it. So, but it does make me feel better knowing where I got it from.
Yeah, because I told him, you know, I have been pretty good at following CDC rules or whatnot. Like, I've had some careless moments, especially with the people that I work with on a regular basis. And some of that is the false security of knowing that we're all getting tested on a regular basis. Yeah. Like, I'm around Kev and Josh in a non-social distance way multiple times in the week. And we are all pretty transparent about our activities outside of the office. And my activities outside of the office are coming home. And if I'm out in the store, y'all, you know, if you watch my vlogs, I'm masked up or whatever. But just being super duper, like, aware of the fact that this is not over. It's actually worse. And we just have to be diligent about our activities. But that is not going to be the topic of today's podcast, because we allowed our Patreon to do a Q&A with us. So I have the list of questions that they asked. You who are watching us live can also ask questions. And if the moderators see something that they feel like I should answer, they'll be able to try to flag me down.
When do we come up with that, to do that?
Come up with what?
The Q&A.
Today.
I was like, pretty sure I'm hearing this for the first time.
You are.
Okay.
Yeah, I came up with the idea. I came up with the idea.
Good job.
So because...
Fist bang, boom.
This is the reason why I did that. Just to reiterate to you all who are not familiar with our Patreon. Our Patreon, they pay to get access to exclusive content, early content. And we use that money to be able to pay for things like new lights, to pay for editors, things of that nature. Yeah. And being that I knew I was going to do this live since I was doing it so late, I did not want to fully take away the benefit they have of being able to be the ones to watch us live. So I wanted to give them the advantage of giving us the questions first. So again, I try to take care of my immediate family. Yeah. So if you're trying to be adopted by me and Marcus,
come on through.
You need to go to patreon.com/thatchickangel.
$60 for the year. Get it in early. Get it knocked
out.
You
get a discount if you buy the year. You get it for $54.
They get it what?
$54.
They get it what?
$54.
So I'm going to get it for the people in the back.
$54. All right. Okay, first question is from Amber Barksdale. She says, with kids in school activities, super busy schedules, and numerous business ventures you have taken on, how do you still find time to stay fully connected overall? Also, specifically find time to get connected on a regular basis during the week. It is a struggle over here with the headstrong, breastfed, 8-month-old that never wants to sleep. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. You know, we don't have it down to a science. And we falter a lot. We're on a good upswing right now. Meaning, I feel we are very connected. Always having something that could be a near-death experience always draws us closer. So not knowing which way COVID was going to take him, we were already like, okay, when you get out of here, it's me and you, baby. So I would say... We don't have it perfect. We try to acknowledge the fact. And if I'm really transparent, when we are not connected, when I tell you he's feisty McGee, attitude McGee, I am unsympathetic, who's a what's. And things become like communication becomes harder. Mm-hmm. Our feelings are on our sleeves more. We're having a hard time just listening and taking the words for what is being said instead of us interpreting it however we feel like the person meant it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think
that's part of growth also.
Yeah.
Because, well, the question's not geared toward a relationship. It's more to how you...
No. The get connected is...
Oh, get connected.
Get connected with you.
But yeah, that's part of growth. It's like if you don't hit those valleys, you won't be able to pick up enough speed to get to the next hill and the peak. If people, and you hear people out here that say, me and my husband or me and my wife, we have never gotten into, or we've been happy for 40 years, then he's happy with another family too.
Oh, no.
Or she's happy with another family or a significant other. Because that's the only way you can grow. That's the only way you can learn each other's, you don't know each other's tolerances. Not that you're trying to reach them, but if your spouse or somebody is starting to reach that point, maybe you're getting backlash from something that has nothing to do with you. But the only way to know about that is go through it, communicate it, and bring it back to good terms.
Yeah.
Like, it's normal to be a little unstable.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's a little bit of a cycle and understanding that that's okay. It is okay if it's a cycle. As long as you're coming back to the good point.
Yeah. Now, is this going to cause an argument? We are normalizing that because people think y'all have a bad week or two and, oh, we need to end this. This ain't working. No, you work to fix it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If you can't work to fix it, it was never worth being in the first place.
I 100% agree, babe. Bars.
Was it bars?
Bars,
babe. She said bars.
Bars. Okay, next question is from my girl, my little sis, Shantae Gale. She says, what's the best memory you have together as newlyweds, and what was life like then versus now? I guess our best memory as newlyweds, was it our honeymoon?
Nah.
Maybe it was that first anniversary. Was it our anniversary trip to Palm Springs?
Yeah, that was a good one.
You think so?
Yeah. It wasn't the first one. It was the second one.
What was the first surprise one?
Yeah. Second anniversary, so first surprise anniversary, Palm Springs, that was probably the good one.
It was good. Yeah. We had just had little Marcus. It was my first time having I really didn't get a break because our mothers disappeared.
These heifers. They came to Palm Springs. We brought them to Palm Springs for them to watch little Marcus while me and Angel enjoyed our vacation/anniversary trip. These heifers done disappeared, went gambling.
Got massages.
It was like halfway through the second day. Like 5-6 o'clock in the afternoon, we like driving around. Get like, why is he with us? Right. What are we doing? No,
it was great though. It was our first trip as parents. It was my first time having like people that I trusted to be able, not to say my friends I didn't trust, but like I actually knew they knew what they were doing. To watch the baby. And it was time that me and him got to be cute for him.
Yeah, if you have a parent, mainly mother, I will leave my children with you, with that person's parent. I don't care who it is. I ain't even got to know him. That's your mama? Oh, how you doing? I'll be back next week. You got more experience than I do. But yeah, she was getting all cute up and stuff. And we was, we was doing it like rabbits all over Palm Springs.
Absolutely.
But when I say all over Palm Springs, not just in the room that we stayed in.
Right.
We went to other rooms and did things.
Yes.
The car in front of restaurants.
Yeah. It was a good time. It was a good time. It was hot as hell, but it was a good time.
It was Satan's taint hot. It was hot.
Okay, so what's different from then versus now?
Not much has changed. you just don't get away as much. Now, of course, we have more kids. We got a lot more kids, a little more weight. Actually, I weigh a little less.
I weigh a lot more.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you're right. But I weigh more, but not a lot more.
Angel had on a dress that looked like it was two t-shirts cut to make a dress. and not to slip over, meaning it was wrapped around the body. We ain't make it out of the room. I remember that dress.
What is different? We're just
Hanes
older.
Too, like see-through shirt.
Before he gets too crazy, let's go to our next sponsor, Usual Wines. Y'all know we love some Usual Wines. They my boo. I'm a huge fan of theirs, and I'm going to actually double check to make sure I am. Actually, that's not who's next. Let's actually jump to our second sponsor. My bad. Usual Wines is second. Our next sponsor is Needed.
Needed is second.
is BetterHelp.
I mean, BetterHelp.
What are you talking about? You guys, listen. I'm telling you what. Times right now are definitely just crazy. We are in a lot of, like, emotional, just... We just finished talking about Marcus's point of view and what is happening in the news. I talked about the major event happening today of the inauguration. So we have all these highs and lows, not to mention the day things that just happen in regular day-to-day life. And a lot of times you sit there and you wonder, is there something interfering with your happiness? Or is there something preventing you from achieving your goals? I know that's something that even today, I felt like my mind was just running over that over and over again, trying to figure out what's going on with my productivity. Where is my creativity? Like, all of that was running through my brain. Well, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log in to your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely, thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they can make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue. That's better. H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Now, this is a special offer for Is This Going to Cause an Argument listeners. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
We thank BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast. For those of y'all who asked, these earrings are by Sabrina Sith. It's a good old middle finger in the air. So you can check them out. I think it's Chiptooth Designs, I do believe is the name of her website. But if you follow her as Sabrina Sith on Instagram, I know she has the link in her bio. So yeah, I bought these as well as the R&B earrings and some other stuff. So yeah, the difference between then and now, I think we sometimes communicate better.
Yeah.
We have more kids and
we appreciate the time together more, I think, now.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree. Okay, this is from Chile Flakes or Chile or Chile. Not sure, but sis, you know I'm trying to get it right. She says, I've always admired how y'all make efforts to be cautious of what you put on your body as well as household products you all use being natural. Was there an aha moment when you realized you wanted to pivot in the direction or were you raised in such a manner? We were not raised in that manner.
We're not raised at all.
No, not at all. My mother is very much so a naturalista, but that happened in later on in life. That was not how I was raised.
Your mom still ain't.
So it all started with this company that Marcus had his boss's wife introduce me to called Melaleuca. It's a it's kind of like a multi-level marketing company, but a little different. And Marcus had used some of the hand soap at work.
Yeah.
And was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Because yeah, I like the hand soap that like dries out your skin and just make sure everything is dead. I want my hands to feel squeaky clean. I don't want nothing with no moisturizer in it. And this soap that I use from them, used it at work. It gave me that extremely clean feeling, but my hands weren't completely dry and I didn't have that slimy feel that like Angel soap be doing. I hate that.
So she came over, did a presentation. I said, okay, well, I'll just try some products. And it was the bathroom products that like sold me.
We had a shower in our old house, our first house out here, and it had tile on in the shower, of course, and they had designs in the shower on the tile. On the shower tile. So we would clean it, you know, clean the shower, think nothing of it. Well, we used this Melaleuca cleaner for the first time, and the design started washing off. I was like, this is ruining the tile. Then I realized that wasn't designs in the shower tile. That was dirt that wasn't soap scum that wasn't coming out. We used to use, what's it called? Kaboom. Mm-hmm. Y'all know that crap is powerful.
Potent, toxic.
That and there's another one. I used to use all the time. 409? Nah, 409 don't clean like his stuff. It's the type of stuff you got to walk out of the room because it's just all up in your sinus and nasal passages. Anyway, I would use that stuff and, you know, get stuff clean. So I use this and I'm like, it's getting stuff off. It's no telling how long this stuff has been on this tile. Then we realized, and it wasn't like harsh to the nose.
It was not harsh. It's all no safe. Coughing.
Yeah, no coughing. Wasn't harsh. None of that stuff. It says like a baby proof top on it because it's all natural.
Yeah.
And their main ingredient is like tea tree oil or something. So anyway, we used that and I was just like, all right, this stuff's legit. Then we started using their toothpaste. Our teeth got whiter.
Yeah.
We kept trying all their products and everything worked a lot better and it was all natural. So that's right. When we was like, all right, it's something. There are actually people that make all natural stuff that actually works.
Yeah. Because I was a Dove baby. I said, I'll never not use Dove. And then I even switched over to their soap. And I'm going to tell you, it gets just squeaky clean. It cleared up little Marcus. He had eczema for about 3 days. Mm-hmm. And then I said, I switched him over to the Melaleuca soap and it got rid of his eczema.
It's similar. That Melaleuca soap is similar to like almost like a Eucerin, but it's a lot easier to apply. It's like a lot more.
You're talking about the soap. You're talking about the lotion, the new. I was talking about
the soap. The soap. Yeah, the soap.
Yeah, we use their lotion as well. So
the lotion soap cleared up his eczema. Cleared other people's eczema, too. I mean, that's what it's known for.
So,
That's what got us started.
This is what got us started. I still am a distributor for that company, or I don't know what you call it, share partner, whatever you want to call it, for the company. But that is what started us on that path.
Because before then, we were using natural stuff. Like, we would try natural stuff, and it's like, this stuff don't work.
Right.
What is this doing? I was just throwing water on the goddamn wall or doing whatever. But then we were like, all right, there are people that actually make natural things.
Yeah.
Cleaners that actually work. So that was the beginning of us. All right, we need to see what else can we get natural on?
Right. It was definitely, yes, you all can. People are like, can you purchase from me? There's a whole presentation you have to sit through. It's
not easy to join.
It's not that it's not easy to join. You could actually just do it from the website, to be honest. For me to have you join under me, I have to do this. Yeah. I have to do your paperwork. It's
because we get like a small percentage. They get pay us every time you buy, and it's like we don't do that part of it anymore.
Yeah. So
but they got good products.
They do. If I figure out a way to get you all the information so that it's easy to have you all sign up and look at the products, I certainly will, because why would I turn down a dollar, especially if you're going to spend the money anyway? But it isn't the simplest thing, but that's what started us on the path, just to answer that question really quickly. All right. How is the house search going? Praying you guys get everything you want and more. As you all know, we be looking at houses. We want to move and whatnot. And the market is trash.
Yeah.
We've seen two houses that have made us salivate.
Yeah. And only two.
Yeah.
Everything else that we've seen that made us salivate is way, way out of our budget.
Right.
It's like, oh, LeBron's selling his house. Ooh, yeah, look at that. Ain't gonna buy that.
So it's all about how the chips fall. We would have to sell our house first. We know round about what we can afford, what the bank will work with us on. Mm-hmm. So how's it going? It's this snail's pace. This is the way it'll work. It'll go slow until it ain't no more. And then it's going to be way fast as hell. So,
but that's one of those, we just nipping and picking as we just looking to see what's out there. What we going to do?
I check about every single day.
We'll call somebody. Hey, what's our loan looking like? What you think?
Right. Exactly. So we're going
to
see.
It's slow snail's pace. We not anxious. We don't have to move.
Right.
One of those.
Adrian said, Marcus good here in Georgia. I already know. Kadeen and DeVal bought.
Is that what their house is?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because y'all know I'm nosy as hell. I was like, that construction does not look like Los Angeles construction.
That ain't California code right there. We can't even get out of that.
I said, where is this? And so when they posted their realtor, I was like, where is she based? So they bought that gorgeous house in Georgia. Oh, and yes, you can get something like that in Georgia without having to spend millions upon millions the way you would out here in Los Angeles. But that ain't my kids went swimming this past weekend.
Yeah.
And you can't do that in Georgia.
We went swimming this weekend, sitting out in the sun in the middle of the beginning of December in shorts.
In the middle of January.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's it was, what, 75, 80 degrees today?
Yeah. It'd be warmed in a mug out here.
I guarantee you ain't nobody swimming outside in Georgia. Not nobody black.
Jasmine York, okay, so that was from Catherine Z. But Jasmine York says, what's the first place you plan on going outside of California when you're with your family or as a couple when the Rona is gone? I really want to go to Hawaii.
You
want to
go to Hawaii?
I do.
I didn't know that.
I want to go to, that was where I was like,
oh, yeah. You brought it up. Go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
When, before the Rona really said, where you think you going? When there was still the possibility of, when things heat up, Rona's going to go in. Well,
hold on, baby. You ain't going nowhere.
I was like, Marcus, tickets to Hawaii is only like $68. We can go for our anniversary. And that didn't happen. So that's...
Tetal.
That would be a place that I would either wouldn't mind going with just my husband or taking it being all of us, the kids included. I would love to go to Hawaii.
Yeah. And a babysitter might get a free trip.
That's happening.
Oh, okay. The babysitter going to get a free trip.
Oh, yeah, we got too many kids now. Yes, we got to bring somebody with us.
I don't know if it's going to be in mamas.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. I mean, if they
I might help
to,
the mamas get out there.
Yeah.
That ain't going to be their responsibility because we would not see them. they would mess around and catch a flight to Hawaii just to sneak on a flight to Vegas.
Right.
That's how much they love gambling.
You ain't never lie. Where you want to go?
Man, I ain't even thought about it. Mm. Maybe Hawaii. Do it be hot in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Does it? You sure? Yeah. I know it's nice, but you know everywhere you go, you know I like that tropical humidity.
Uh-huh.
And heat.
You hear that? It gets hot.
All
right. It's not in the middle of the Atlantic, but it's in the middle of the Pacific.
The Pacific is cold.
But they're in the middle
near the equator.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know it's comfortable, but I'm like, is it hot? You know,
I didn't say cold.
No, that was a question. Oh. That's what I was saying.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
I think it gets hot.
It's nice hot. Somebody said, yes, it's nice hot.
Like, okay.
Because I like going to like the Caribbean islands and all that, where it's like humid and you just outside and it's hot and it's like, yeah, but I could cool off anytime I needed to. And I never get hot for that reason.
Do volcanoes exist in cold areas?
Volcanoes exist anywhere they want to.
Oh, okay.
Well, mainly at the equator because that's where the earth is expanding and new islands are being born.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Volcanoes exist underwater in cold climates. It don't matter.
Okay.
Volcanoes like crocodile. Crocodile don't care.
Bill Nye the Science Guy. Okay. All right.
Volcanoes in
that. Voila.
Okay.
Have you came up with a place yet?
A place? I haven't. Oh, Turks and Caicos.
I'll go right there. Thong Bikini.
Where else? Belize? Not Belize. Where's it at? The island is real small. It's real all the way down there by itself. Give it to me. I can't think of it right now.
What if you think of it?
I can't think of it.
You can always throw it out there.
I will. I'm going to say it loud and abruptly and out of nowhere.
Makeba asks, aside from adding kids and work-related changes, what's the biggest difference in your relationship as a couple from the time you got married to now? Oh, we kind of answer that.
Yeah.
We appreciate the time we spend with each other more. We do. The
time is very appreciated.
What has been your biggest success and challenge over the past year, specifically pertaining to COVID?
Say what now?
What has been your biggest success or challenge? Biggest success is
Tahiti.
Launched.
Thank you, Rashida. Tahiti.
You look crazy. Tahiti.
I couldn't think of it.
Biggest success is I launched my Mama Likes subscription box, not knowing what the heck I was doing. Still feel a little shaky on that, but
well, it's gone then.
Yeah, no, because now it's about to be a subscription box. Now people are actually going to be able to subscribe and buy three boxes out. So that is like, whoo, like it's going to be officially a subscription box and not just a box you can pick up, you know, this time of year. The price is going to come down to make it a subscription box, but whoo, as of next week, I have to.
No, maybe it was Fiji.
Fiji is over by Australia.
One, I think it may have been Fiji.
No, that's New Zealand. No, Fiji.
One of those two. Fiji or Tahiti.
I don't know where that is. Why am I playing like I know geography? I don't. Anyways, the subscription box was definitely biggest success. Mm-hmm. Challenge. Because I'm taking so many big leaps, is not questioning. My internal monologues are so much more louder. They happen so often. Just really trying to get out of this space of questioning what I'm doing. Just doing it. But at the same time, I'm also, with this additional income that I have been receiving from, you know, having more subscribers on YouTube, which I greatly appreciate all the views. Y'all have no idea what a blessing that is. As well as from Patreon, what I've been doing is making sure I'm taking that money and flipping it. So what I mean by that is I'm investing it to make additional funds. Mm-hmm. And so when I do that, I do have to kind of question, like, now, is this what you want to do? Are you okay if this doesn't work out? So it's hard. It's definitely hard. Oh, somebody said, Kay said can I say that the shirt choice was perfect? I'm a large, but ended up with extra small because I bought mine late. That darn shirt fits me fine, and I'm a large on time. Well, okay, Kay. All right. I'm happy. Yes. Yes, Shay, I am I delegated responsibilities this time. I just need to add more to the team, Shay. You did. Listen, I want to build the website.
We're talking about this here now.
Go ahead.
Let me answer the question.
Answer the question, baby.
Side comments with these heavens. My biggest success, I would say, my social media growth, how I was able to put my foot down and make myself focus on, mm-hmm. you know, growing the numbers and putting out, you know, my biggest thing is why is Marcus ain't on the gram, because I don't be on the gram like it.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because mentally, I just be, my mind is always somewhere else. Finally, exposing people to queen shit.
Uh-huh.
So that was big. And I'm currently, I know a lot of people are asking, when is that coming out? That'll be out. Fingers crossed. I'm definitely going to do it. I'm done to do it end of this month. I'm just in a, that's a whole nother conversation.
Did you email Nikki?
I did not.
That's his biggest struggle.
That's my biggest struggle.
His follow through itch.
Yeah. Like, I just be having stuff going on. I just be having stuff going on.
I don't know if it's stuff going on, or I don't know if it's just when you get home, you don't feel like doing it. But we are going to talk about one of our favorite sponsors of this podcast, Usual Wines. Hootie hoo! Y'all know me and Marcus love our wine. I had me some rosé today. Felt really good about it. But what I really love is when I can have me a bottle of Usual Wines. Usual Wines are wines for the modern drinker. Each bottle is 6.3 ounces, a heavy pour, or about a glass and a half. No more pouring wine down the sink when you don't want to finish the bottle, because the single serve format and bottle design, Usual Wines is always fresh. No more flat, bubbly, or stale rosé. Usual Wines are made from the world-class American viticultural area in California, like Napa, Sonoma, Santa Barbara, and made with minimal intervention, zero sugar, and zero additives. The wines are low carb and have 0 grams of sugar. Tell them about how there's 0 grams of sugar, how they do their process.
So the way they do their process is they, most wine companies, girl, I can't remember.
Oh my goodness. Most wine companies, once they get their grapes and they start the fermentation process, they purposefully stop the fermentation process early
to let sugar remain in the product. However, Total Wine, Usual Wine, Total Wine is...
Shut up.
Usual Wines. They let it ferment even longer to get the rest of the sugar out of the finished product.
So you end up with a dry wine that has... It's all about sugar out, alcohol in. They want you to get all the alcohol and none of the sugar.
How much sugar is in it?
0 grams of sugar. 0 grams.
People in the back didn't hear you.
0 grams of sugar. Also, they are so great. Not just at getting all that sugar out. Did you know that the U.S. allows over 60 additives by law to be used in winemaking? Usual wine doesn't use any chemicals or sugar additives to enhance the flavors or stability of their wines. They are truly a clean wine brand. Okay? So, you guys, check them out.
Love me some Usual Wine.
Yeah. It's so yummy.
Like, it's good.
Go check out their website at usualwines.com and use our discount code ARGUE for $8 off your first order and try your first glass on us. Again, go to their website, usualwines.com, and use our promo code ARGUE to get $8 off your first order and try your first glass on us. We thank Usual Wines for being fans of the body. All right, I think we got time to answer at least two more questions, and maybe, just maybe, next podcast, we'll do the part 2?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe. We got these, so we have them. Let's see here. Courtney Harris says, I'm a new mother and absolutely adore your family. I want to know, did you struggle with using childcare with little Marcus? Also, do you have any advice for a new mom during this pandemic? Side note, I have a beautiful 8-month daughter who is my heartbeat. Oh, congratulations, Courtney.
Congratulations, yeah.
The struggle we had with putting Marcus in daycare is that it's too expensive.
Yeah. You may not have an issue if you're not in California.
It's expensive everywhere.
Is it?
Yes.
I wouldn't know. I've only had kids in California.
So that is the only problem we had, is that we couldn't afford to put him nowhere. So once we did put him somewhere, I was so happy. And I think he was happy too. Like, we were best friends. He loved me. He loved his mommy. He loved his daddy. But I think he was so happy to be around kids.
Yeah.
And to learn and to just change up. Like, he never cried me dropping him off. He completely...
Oh, he was excited.
He completely got into
it. Put on his little backpack, marched right on in there.
Mm-hmm. And I looked at a couple places. For me, it was all about cleanliness. It was all about teacher to child ratio. It was about... I needed to make sure there was other Black children in the class. And safety, you know, like, what is your protocol? How are people not just walking up in here stealing kids?
Right.
So when we found the place, it was really simple, and it became a bit of a family. Marcus gets mad at me because there are kids there that I make my son still be friends with. And he's like, he can't even remember their names.
That's the dumbest thing. He's like, we got to go to this birthday party. I'm like, he don't talk to these kids except for their birthday party every year.
That's all that's needed.
No, it's not needed.
They all invite him, and they be looking for him, too.
They old enough. They can keep in touch with each other.
Marcus just now got an apparatus where he can talk to
him. That's fine. He don't need... Does he talk to him? No.
Because he's not connected to him. I got to figure out how to connect to him. You're such a hater.
The reason I'm mad is because she be trying to get me to take him on these random birthday parties, and it's just stupid. Got to sit there and talk to these weird parents.
It's Marcus.
Yeah, I said it.
Marcus.
The parents ain't weird. Their relatives are weird. but right now, we can see how that could be difficult, finding a daycare or something like that, just dealing in the times that we're dealing with. So finding somewhere where you know your child will be safe from, you know, diseases or, you know, sickness and everything like that. I couldn't imagine trying to be in that situation right now.
Yeah. Right now, for pandemic, get yourself a sitter. People are unemployed. Get somebody come into your house to watch your child. That would be the advice that I would give you.
If you can do it, yeah.
Because it's more likely going to be cheaper. It's way cheaper for me to do it this way right now. Okay. Oh, there's so many good questions. God dang it. I jumped down because...
Could you keep doing this?
Of course.
And everything else is going out of focus.
Don't worry about it. It's going to get back in focus. I'm going to answer this question because I saw... Kiana said, answer my question. It's a good one to end with. I don't know if we're going to end with it, but I'm going to go ahead and answer it.
Oh, confident.
Angel, if you could be Marcus for a day, and Marcus, if you could be an angel for the day, what would be the first thing you would do as the other that you can't do as yourself? So it sounds like a dope sketch. I would touch my butthole.
Why? Just because you me and you know I don't let nothing touch my butthole, is that what it is?
I'd be like, look at what's happening.
You're not a goddamn idiot.
You didn't know me. That is not hilarious. You're and stupid. I would get your attention. Hey, babe, guess what's getting ready?
And just because, in fact, you'd be like, all right. And just for that, I make sure I wrap, cocoon myself in duct tape.
As long as I am not feeling it.
Oh, you will, because I'm going to leave it on. So when we switch back, you got to take it off.
Okay, if that's the case, you're going to be fishing some stuff out
for me. That's all right. It'll be worth it.
No, it won't.
It'll be worth it. I'm talking about hair.
No, it won't.
Straight up, mummify myself in duct tape.
It won't be worth it. I'm telling you. You'll be like, how the heck you
get it? You'll be like, girl, why you walking around like, boy, why you walking around like that? I'm like, you going to see. You in it duct tape all day. I'm going to be in it. And then I won't.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Jesus.
Goddamn idiot.
What else would I do? I would do tall guy stuff. I would just get stuff off of shelves and put it back. I would do stuff like that. I would dunk on something. Yeah. That's the type of stuff I'm doing.
You stupid.
Why am I stupid? What would you do?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I would not twerk.
Yeah, I don't think you realize the body is on autopilot. Oh, that's going
to
happen. Do
something to fix that. Like, just go up a rung on a ladder every time and just jump down and see if I can ruin my knees. Just so when we go back, she can't twerk no more.
Oh, you stupid.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the future. I ain't thinking about the present.
Oh, they said you looked upset over the hypothetical.
That's like, I'm trying to tell y'all, we be met like wrestling. That'd be the only time I'd be seriously, like, with all confidence, ready to just hit Angel all up
never.
In a grill piece.
He wouldn't. Because
she'd be trying.
No. I just want you to feel comfortable with me in any way, shape, or form.
You're
going to
feel comfortable with my fist in your mouth.
Stop. No.
Yeah.
It's not nice. Don't say that.
It ain't nice.
Don't say that. Don't say it. Okay. Truly the last question. From my bestie.
I think I'd masturbate
Lonely.
If I was Angel, just to see what that felt like.
That's what I thought you would say.
Yeah. Just to see.
Just to see.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, this is so confusing.
You ain't getting none while we in this state. I'm just going to let you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be like, come here. Come here. Yeah. Let me put it in you.
You won't put nothing in me.
Oh, no. I'm going to do you like you do me. Just be a pony. How you doing? Hey, baby.
Be like, back up. That's nasty. I'll be like, nah. Back up.
Yes. Put you in some little shorts. Put these on. Let me see you.
Carry a pistol the whole time. Come over here if you want to. You know you can't stand blood. I don't know if you're going to throw up or I'm going to throw up. But one of us, we both might throw up because she can't stand this look inside the look of blood. So.
But if I'm you, the throw up ain't going to prevent me from being like.
Do it in my mouth and swallow. It'll be here when you get back. I'm doing whatever make you suffer. If you do something stupid, when you back at you, that's what I'm doing.
How is that making you suffer?
That's making you suffer.
Oh, my goodness. You are so dumb. All right, last question from Tiffany. She said it's super random. This is how we end.
Tiffany who?
Loney.
I figured it was Loney.
One of the heifers.
What this heifer want?
And she calls herself, as I call her, my bestie. Favorite and least favorite Netflix show. Did you make the Twins Classroom? Can we see you
that
tap dance?
That is not
dance?
Hold one on. Question.
It's super random question.
Oh.
Can we see you tap dance? What is it like to be on set shooting a TV show? Would Tank ever be an actor if given the chance? Answer that last one.
Yeah.
Marcus is ready and waiting for the day for someone to pull him off of the street to be
saying
like
Marcus donate plasma.
He's waiting for the day for someone to pull him off the street to be like, I need you in my movie. Marcus would be like, and you're gonna have me in your movie.
Somebody did that.
I know. I remember. I remember when you came home and told me.
Angel was hating.
I was not hating.
You was hating.
I was just like, Marcus, I'm afraid that somebody...
That film was extremely low budget.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, though.
No, I wasn't. I've been happy. Like, look at my project.
I'm afraid that a porn director is going to be like,
I had a swing couple approach me at the gym. I didn't know there was a swinging couple to Angel said something.
And we're gonna talk about that in our next. that'll be a story time for our next. What's the face it? What movie? Do you remember the name of the movie?
Nah,
he can't remember the movie. Favorite Netflix show? Atypical. Least favorite.
Penny. It is a good show though.
It's great.
I can't even knock it.
Least favorite? I don't know. I love Atypical and Nailed It. It's hard for me to name a least favorite because I probably put it out of my mind as soon as I said, I don't
watch
it.
Yeah.
Yes, I made the twins a very bare bones classroom. It has the ABCs up at the top. That's pretty much it. And then their desks are sitting in there. All three of the boys are now, three of the school age boys are now in the same room for
just now class. The classroom.
Yes, now the classroom. Can we see you tap dance? I got to buy some new tap shoes because I don't have my tap shoes anymore. I miss tap. I might start taking some virtual tap class. If I can get my schedule organized, what? Then they'll see. They'll see. Don't do that.
You ain't got time to goddamn tap dance.
You don't know what I got time for. If it makes me mentally.
You ain't got time for no goddamn puppy, but that raggedy, I can't cuss, thing is out there in the outside right now.
I don't like you. I don't like you in your energy.
Okay. That's my aura. That's what I do. I spew out not liking this.
What is it like to be on set when you're shooting a TV show?
Angel loves it.
It's great. It's fun.
That's what Angel was born to do.
It's fun.
She's in her element.
It's a lot of sitting and waiting. And then you get on camera to do some little bit of something. But then you go back to your set.
You got some gum? I'm going to show y'all what Angel used to do on the set of ER.
What? It was gum? You need gum?
I need gum. I don't know where this gum came from.
I need gum in my purse. Keep talking.
Where's the questions at? Tiffany. Yeah, I don't know if I remember my least favorite Netflix show because I probably just didn't watch it. I got a bunch of favorites. Netflix got some things that they took off the air that they should have never. The Punisher. Oh my God. Let me know if anybody watched The Punisher. That show was dope. It's quite a few of them. Least favorite. I don't know. I can't think of that. Let me see random questions. Yeah, I don't do nothing. Know nothing about no tap. You got me the biggest. I can't.
Give me the other half. Bubblegum. Just let me. Okay. What would I do on set?
Imagine be on set. She do her line. Judge would be like, "All right, reset." They go back doing stuff. This is Angel leaning against something.
Why was it with gum?
Every time I was like, where's she getting this gum from? And she'd come on set and she'd do her talking. Like, cut. When Angel feel like she's doing something important, she puts her gum in the behind her molars and just
use a lie.
Every time. Like, what is she doing?
It's such a lie.
Go ahead.
Somebody just asked, D, this is potentially a sweatsuit that I'll be putting out with Life's Journey. So right now I have on the prototype. This does not exist anywhere else. We'll see if it ever comes out. I have no idea, y'all. It might. Hell, I don't know. I've had a good time tonight.
Have you?
Yeah, have you?
Yeah.
I hope that y'all had a good time, all 856 of you guys.
Dope.
We thank you all for joining us. Again, if this is what you like, if you like being able to interact with us like this, join our Patreon. It literally is only $5. And we're not even kidding you. There's no hidden taxes. At least I don't think. Wait a minute.
Hold on.
I don't know that.
Patreon. Are there any hidden taxes? Y'all let us know.
But it's $5 a month. And you get... to get these every single week because we do this podcast every single week. Plus other exclusive content. And we do activities together. Coming up on February 19th, we'll be doing a karaoke party And then on March the 20th, we'll be doing a game night, game night.
Some people are saying yes to our taxes. Some people are saying no.
I think it depends on where you live.
Oh, okay.
I think it depends on where you live.
No fees and taxes, yeah.
But there's no hidden fees, I'll tell you that. The taxes is dependent upon what your state says as far as in when you buy something online. So yeah, join us at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel.
And then we got exclusive stuff going up too.
Yeah. Also, we want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank our sponsors, Monk Pack, Usual Wines, and BetterHelp. Thank you for sponsoring us. And when you all support our sponsors, you support this podcast. So make sure you check them out. I don't think there's anything else.
I got nothing.
All right. So we'll see you guys next Wednesday.
Absolutely. Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.